This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. I love this. I'm going to just, full disclosure, I love this. It's a free segment for me where I don't have to do anything. I don't prep for it. I don't do anything. I make other people work. And ladies and gentlemen, in a world where nobody wants to work anymore, this is my favorite. Without further ado, that's Jordan Schultze, the sixth.
It's getting dangerous out there. Like, so many hiring signs at almost every shop I go now. It's kind of sad. Nobody wants to, like, actually, like, do a job.
Oh, the classic, nobody wants to work anymore?
Quiet quitting?
Not even quiet quitting. Not even going anymore. Not even going to apply for the damn job.
I've started loud quitting.
There was a...
just telling people I hate this job.
Double bird.
I hate this job, but you're not going to fire me. That's loud quitting.
I don't know if it was I saw on Instagram or Reddit, but someone put a compilation of news articles together. Yeah. They're like, a history of nobody wanting to work. And it was like 10 news articles from different times over the last 150 years.
So of like people like, these whippersnappers don't want to work anymore. So it's like,
I tell you, these kids these days.
And also, what a concept. Yeah, of course nobody wants to work.
I don't want to work.
Nobody
and I
wants
to work hard.
Do you think anybody actually wants
nobody
to work?
Nobody actually wants to work. Like, you go find the best tile guy in the world, and he's like, yeah, I like to work because I get to craft tiles. You're not working, bro.
Well,
you're doing art.
But yeah, or you're the business owner.
You're creating art. So you like to lay tiles because you like to lay tiles. But the dude in Southeast Portland that's going to lay tiles at the Yam Hill Pub's bathroom, which is the most disgusting place in all of Portland, like, that guy hates his job.
You're hitting on an important fact, though, that the best kind of work is delegation.
With that, that's why I'm a manager.
Exactly.
I love telling people what to do.
It's a necessary skill, baby.
Oh, right. I don't want to do that. You do that.
Yeah.
Speaking
can do that.
Of that, I don't want to do fair or foul. Here's Jordan Schultze.
All right, guys, let's get into it. We didn't really dive into much of like a Juan Soto conversation last week, considering like, you know, like per year, what is he worth? Is he worth the money that we're looking at? It was kind of just a conversation of, oh my goodness, the Mets overpaid him. Can you believe that the Yankees didn't give him this much? So I kind of want to examine what we're looking at as far as value for Juan Soto versus the other massive contract that we've seen in the last 2 years, and that's Shohei Ohtani. Talked about it a little. 10 years, 700 mil. Of course, that's deferred, but let's just go straight up values here. So you're looking at Ohtani getting $70 million a year. It's like 46 after the deferred money, but I'm not counting that. I'm looking at annual average value.
Yeah, we're looking at just straight up the numbers.
None of this math crap that I have to do more than I need
to. They can move stuff around all they want, but the reality is this.
And they're still spending $700 million, the Dodgers are, and the Mets are spending $765 for Juan Soto. When you look at them, obviously 15 given to Juan, so the annual average is down to closer to $50, $51 million. He's younger, yes, but guys, fair or foul, Juan Soto is worth the money the New York Mets gave him.
I'll start here. You're right. You hit on it. He is younger than Shohei, which is why the deal is longer. So he makes less per year than Shohei Ohtani.
And only hitting as compared to an expected two-way performance from Shohei.
But he makes more money longer than Shohei.
Exactly.
I will tell you this straight up. My answer is foul. The Juan Soto deal in New York makes me think the Dodgers got Shohei on a bargain.
Okay.
It really does.
Well.
It really does. I feel like if this is what a guy that's not a unicorn, Shohei's the unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay? Juan Soto's the new Mookie, the new Bryce, the new Mike Trout, the new Manny Ramirez, the new Alex Rodriguez. He's just the next guy in line for that. And when I see what they're paying Juan Soto, it makes me feel like Shohei was a bargain. That's how I feel. And I might be weird on that, because $700 million for 10 years is a lot of money, and it's more than $765 for 15, but I feel like this makes me feel like Shohei is a bargain, because it feels like we're now saying, is Juan Soto and Shohei are equal? And that's just not true. It's just not true. I love Juan Soto. I think he's got the best eyes in the game. He might be the best hitter in the game, but he is not Shohei Ohtani. And you're paying him more.
I will say foul that he is not worth the contract he was given. I'm going to say foul to Patrick's statement, though.
That's fine.
And that Shohei's contract was a bargain.
Compared to Juan Soto?
Well, I get...
That's what I'm saying. Compared to Juan Soto, that's a deal.
I think that the Mets are just desperate and wanting to win that battle against the Yankees that they...
And they need a big guy.
As I was saying, weeks leading up to this, is that I think it's going to be the Mets because they're going to do whatever. They'll give him whatever he wants, including a suite. That
I can't believe that's part of it. Yankees are like, yeah, guys, pay for that. Do you know that the Yankees make them pay for their own barbers?
Well, I heard a Yankee security
guard
named Mark Wahlberg even shot one of his family members in the tunnel.
Just point blank in front of everybody, just
I'm
right in the chest.
Cheater, what are you doing?
Bam!
I say foul because I just... Juan Soto's really, really good.
This He's is really good.
So much money.
He's a top 10 player
one
in baseball.
Dude that it just, it makes me go ick. But baseball, this is what they do. They give out crazy big contracts, and now you're going to get... Not close to this, but you're going to start seeing
Kyle
a lot
Tucker's
more
Tucker's going to sign for $550.
I mean, you look at some of these deals. I saw a graphic.
He's going to sign for $550. Maybe six.
I saw a graphic of the biggest contracts given by every single team.
I saw that, too.
Yeah, and it made me cry a little bit because Chris Davis was the biggest one for the Orioles.
Cleveland was Jose Ramirez.
But even Jose Ramirez's contract is like, dude.
It's so friendly.
What a steal.
It's so friendly.
So that
might be the best contract in baseball.
So that's why part of me looks at the Juan Soto. I'm just like, oh my God.
That's kind of why I look at it and I say Shohei is a steal. And it's not just for on the field, but it's Shohei off the field. They made over $100 million on Shohei's NIL. Just on his NIL. not on tickets, not on winning a World Series, just on his name, image, and likeness. Shohei's a steal.
Again, I wouldn't say it's a steal. That's still a lot of money you're going to have to pay for the next 20-something years.
But he's the best player on the planet.
I think it's more so that the Mets are just desperate rather than the Dodgers getting a deal
I do agree with that. I do agree with you, Joe.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Desperation, it smells. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. It
smells like my farts.
Yeah.
Desperation.
You're right. Dealing with another New York team, of course, the Chicago Cubs making a couple of moves, trading Cody Bellinger to New York after acquiring Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros in a pretty surprising couple of days for Chicago. So, guys, fair or foul, there have been rumors about this in the last 24 hours. Kyle Tucker will re-sign with the Chicago Cubs after being traded there.
I'll start this. I'll say fair. I don't think that. And granted, I don't know what. I doubt that Tucker had a no trade clause or anything on his deal. But
no, he was still on his rookie stuff.
Yeah. So I think that he will sign a long term extension. It kind of sounds like that's been talked about a little bit with the Cubs and Tucker as well. Is that they're going to be working towards something long term? So. Unless the Cubs are stupid and just did this for a one-year rental deal and then they're going to have nothing to show for it after this year. But I don't think that's the case. I think Tucker is going to have a great season with the Cubs and sign a very long extension with them.
I'm with you, Joe. I think if a team like Texas were to trade for Kyle Tucker, you know, a team like the Angels... or a team like the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays, which, by the way, coming up in 2025, we're going to have a real conversation about Toronto. We're going to have a real conversation about what the hell does that. They're in on every big free agent. They never get any of them, but they won't sign any of their guys. Like, that's a conversation that needs to be had, and we'll save that for 2025. But I'm with you. I think if this were anybody else, they would be doing it as a rental to try to push. I think Kyle Tucker as a Cub, he looks like Chris Bryant to me for the Cubs. Like, Chris Bryant should have been a Cub. He should have been a Cub his whole life. Rookie of the year, MVP, wins a World Series, you know, brings Chicago from nothing to the forefront. By the way, I was at game 1 and 2. I hate the Cubs, but he should have been that guy. I actually really loved Cody Bellinger as a Cub. I thought it was kind of the same idea. Like, this guy looks like a Cub. And I think Kyle Tucker is the same. And I think you're right, Joe. I think you're leading on to that, that there's no way they're getting him for a rental because they're not ready to win a World Series. But they could be in about 3 or 4 years. And if you could in 3 or 4 years, Kyle Tucker's a part of your plan. I'm with you. Yeah, I'll say fair. I think they re-sign him.
All right, final fair.
I hope they do. I think it'd be good for baseball.
If they don't.
I think it'd be awesome if Kyle Tucker... Otherwise, if Kyle Tucker walks, he's a Yankee.
God. But you also...
know? Or a Dodger.
Just egg on your face if you're the Cubs, if you don't keep him.
Without a doubt. Like, you like, can't... Well,
this was all for naught.
You can't make this trade if you don't truly think. They must know what Houston offered him and said, we are more than willing to give you more than that. They have to know that.
Yeah, seems like there was some knowledge behind the scenes, either of some possible contract negotiations incoming from Kyle Tucker's side or problem in the locker rooms, something. But hey, both teams got what they wanted here. All right, guys, fair or foul, final one of the segment. Gotta slip something in about my Seattle Mariners. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour. Go podcast that anywhere you get your podcasts for 1080 The Fan. But Luis Castillo,
the darling of the trade right
now.
Yeah,
basically the oldest starting pitcher on the Mariners staff, like at what, 31? 32 maybe at some point. Like, it's really, really low. But the Mariners have obviously one of the best pitching staffs in the majors. And one way, because they don't want to spend money, that they can supplement to their lineup is by trading one of their amazing starting pitchers. Trade your surplus, so to speak. GM and president, or excuse me, I'll say both of them, Justin Hollander and Jerry DePoto, both said that they would not be trading starting pitching at the end of the season. Seems like they're coming around on that. We've been hearing rumors about them possibly doing a deal with the Red Sox for Tristan Cassis. Red Sox said they do not want to include Cassis in a deal, but it's being thrown out there. Fair foul, guys. The Mariners are going to trade Luis Castillo for a hitter before spring training.
You know, I think what's really interesting, I think the Mariners have gotten to a point. There's two thoughts to their staff. Okay, they are an embarrassment of riches. Maybe the most embarrassment of riches I've ever seen in my entire life when it comes to a starting staff. And that includes the Braves of the 90s, the Yankees of the late 90s, Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson of the Diamondbacks. Like, this staff is unbelievably stupid. You could run out a seven-man staff with what they've got right now, if you include the kids in the minors. So I think the Mariners are in an interesting position where Luis Castillo is clearly was brought in as the ace, but then guys developed and they have passed him, but he makes more money. So I think the question is, do you want to trade Luis Castillo, or are you more in the Bryce Miller, Brian Wu? Do you want to trade the young guys, or do you want a salary dump? So you kind of, I think they're in a great position because they can pivot either way. Now, clearly they've shown their hand now that they don't want to do the Wu and Miller. They want to do the Castillo. I think Castillo is valuable. I think there are teams like the Cubs are talking about being interested in him. The Red Sox are interested. There is value with Luis Castillo. And I think you get a more now player for Castillo. You trade Wu or Miller, you're getting prospects. Castillo can help a team win right now. Can I get Jonathan Volpe for Luis Castillo? Maybe. From the Yankees?
Anthony.
Anthony Volpe, sorry. Anthony Volpe, can I get Volpe? You know, like, that's the kind of conversation you're having, because Castillo is a now. And I think that's the best benefit that the Mariners have.
Yeah, my initial reaction to your question, Jordan, was foul, in that it could be any of their pitchers. I think that the two, now granted, the Phillies, as I found out, wanted both of them. But, like, you know, I would keep Gilbert of all of them. You know, I could...
I would, too. I think he's the guy. I thought it was Kirby for a while, feel like, but I think it's Gilbert.
Everybody else is definitely someone I'd be willing to listen for, you know, whether it even is George Kirby, whether it is Luis Castillo. I mean, Castillo makes the most sense because he is the oldest of the bunch, and his contract isn't crazy. It's 24 a year for the next few years.
Like, pitcher.
And yeah,
but it was a big deal for the Mariners. It was a big deal for them.
It was to sign for them. Yes, I understand that. But, you know, as 2 years go, the dollars look different.
Sure.
And I agree with the sentiment that you have, whereas there is a team that is in that win now mode, that it feels like they're an arm away from competing for a World Series.
I mean, the Cubs are going to pull Lizardo out of Miami for nothing. You got to get something for Castillo.
Yeah, I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. I feel like the Mariners are going to make a move because they just have a surplus of guys. And if you want to have Bryce Miller get more innings, if you want Wu to get more innings, I mean, you even have
Emerson Hancock.
I was just going to say, you even have Emerson Hancock, like,
who I don't think is...
I'd say he's like
as good as we thought he might.
No,
be.
No, he's a number five starter.
Yeah. He's a five,
in the bigs, maybe a four.
He's probably a three.
Most teams,
in the league,
right? Yes, I would say this is fair that Castillo is probably the odd man out on this, and that you can get a return for him.
It's Robbie Ray. Yeah. It's you make too much money.
Yeah,
and I've got I've got Gilbert till 27, and I've got Kirby till 29.
Yep,
and those are my aces. And if I can rock those aces, I don't even know what Miller and Wu are arbitration-wise. Like, they could be the same amount. You can rock these same guys, paying them $4 million each for the next 6 years. And if that's the case, trade Castillo. Go get a bat. Yes, it's got to be a bat. They need bats. They can't sign Bregman. They can't sign Alonso. Go trade for Cody Bellinger. Whoops, we missed that.
Castillo, come on over to Baltimore. You can have Mountcastle and a few other prospects.
Probably a decent deal, but I want Gunnar Henderson.
Well, all right. That ain't happening.
When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.